So when future historians look back at what consumed the mind of people in roughly June of 2019, they will undoubtedly be looking for a few different points of origin of what might have been the source of the collapse of modern civilization. And as these future historians cast their minds back by absorbing all of the literature and the evidence that will hopefully still be available to them, they'll eventually stumble upon some of the ideas that plague the minds of men in the year 2019. And one of those points of origin has to do with one of the most notorious, obvious culprits. There are many culprits that may cause the collapse of civilization, but this could be one of them. It is determined by these future historians that dodgeball is one of those culprits. The game of dodgeball. This is a game where you take a ball and you throw it at another person and they have to try to dodge it. And I'm sure it's much deeper than that. But here's an article that appeared today in the National Post, which is the Canadian mainstream news, one of the most popular outlets, right? Who's this? Who's the National Post? Toronto, World, National, All News. I mean, they do everything. Financial Post, look at this. They got the classifieds, they got culture, you know. And then they have articles like this that say things that these poor future historians have to read. Like, dodgeball isn't just problematic. So these are the people that were writing to us, to wake us up to the truth that we just didn't understand until they wrote this article in the National Post on June 4th of 2019. That they figured it out. They cracked the case. Dodgeball is where we see the moral decline of Western civilization. So here is a video of my computer screen, and yes, I am sitting out in my backyard. I guess you can't really see what the sky looks like right now. Okay, so it says, dodgeball isn't just problematic, it's an unethical tool of oppression. Researchers. I guess that's... we're quoting the researchers. So it says, the moral problem is that dodgeball... here, wait, let me get the... Ben Stiller photo here. The moral problem is that dodgeball encourages students to aggressively single others out for dominance and to enjoy that dominance as a victory. Now, what's funny to me about this is that isn't all sport centered around a healthy form of expression of natural competitiveness that all human beings have for survival? Like, whether you're alone on an island or whether you're living in a society, you are a creature that ultimately is seeking your own survival, right? So sports are supposed to be a healthy outlet to exercise that, because many psychologists and great thinkers have determined accurately, in my opinion, that you can't repress these things. Repression is bad. Repression causes very negative behavior. Repression causes neurosis, you know? So expression is needed. You need to have an outlet. This was just the most hilarious article I think I've read in a long time. And these days, these publicated articles in quote-unquote prestigious mainstream news outlets that are wasting everybody's time with this shit, it's unbelievable. But anyways, regardless of your opinion of dodgeball, like, I mean, it's a game. When I grew up, I played dodgeball. I was on the winning side of it. I was on the losing side of it. I had some guys that were kind of bugging me in school and pushing me around and stuff, and they were on the other team in my class of dodgeball, and so they were trying to swarm me, and I could have cried victim. I could have been like, oh my God, they're bullying me. But I dealt with that shit. You know where I dealt with that shit? I dealt with that shit on the actual dodgeball court. So thank you, dodgeball. I owe a debt of gratitude to dodgeball so that I could exercise my revenge against my bullies. And they never bullied me again. So dodgeball is just a game. Like, I mean, come the fuck on. Please, please. Do I even have to go through this article with you right now? I played all kinds of sports. And I not like in leagues all the time. Like, I did softball and I did a little bit of baseball, and I did soccer. And then the rest was martial arts. All the other sports I played would be like getting together with all my friends who probably did play in sport of some kind. And you play hockey, you play basketball, you play football, you play wrestling, you play dodgeball, you play tennis, you play hide and go seek, you play sardines, you play king of the mound. Like, okay, here I am, I'm a Canadian. You want to talk dodgeball? Dodgeball's for pussies, okay? You really want to play some real shit that gets you in touch with nature and how it forces a survival instinct in you and builds character and strength and determination and fortitude, so you're not blown over by the first gust of wind that life throws at you? You think about a good sport, you think about king of the mound, okay? So king of the mound, it's very popular in areas that I'm sure have snow removal, you know, and so I grew up in Canada, and there was always these huge piles of snow, and after a night or two, they would actually freeze on the top of the ice, so it's not just ice, it's like a slippery, like, icy snow of, like, and then there's, like, boulders that are almost rock-hard ice stuck all the way through these mounds, and what you do is you have, like, me and 12 of my friends, we run up to the top, and it's who can stay on the top of the mound. And it's like, just, you're just getting thrown and pushed and grabbed and thrown around, and it was, honestly, we all knew there was a risk of getting kind of bumped up from it, but it was the most fun of all. Like, it was, there was practically tournaments of that shit happening in my neighborhood growing up. So if dodgeball, which to me is just an innocent sport that, yeah, you've got to play the survival game, and you've got to motivate people to not just be apathetic and melancholic and just static, you know? Like, you need to learn survival skills. I mean, it's very easy for people to write the article that I'm going to go through real quick with you in modern times with hot running water and all of the benefits of living in Western civilization while you're critiquing it, and you're going after just innocent games. And guys, you know, it's not just this article, it's that this is like regular news now in so many different areas. So if I could sit here all day, and maybe I will, I'll just one day I'll pull up like a shit ton of these articles that all sound the same, that are all basically trying to completely reshape everything, and it starts with these. And before you say I'm getting all defensive, just let's go through this a little bit. So it says, thousands of academics are gathering in Vancouver for the annual Congress of the Humanities and Social Sciences. They will present papers on everything from child marriage in Canada, child marriage, to why dodgeball is problematic. In its Oh, the Humanities series, the National Post showcases some of the most interesting research. So interesting. The research into dodgeball. The games children play in schoolyards are famously horrible if you stop and think about them. Tag, for example, singles out one poor participant. It says poor participant. One poor participant, often the slowest child, as the dehumanized it who runs vainly in pursuit of the quicker ones. Oh my God, this is so, like, who wrote this? when the Canadian Society for the Study of Education meets in Vancouver, a trio of education theorists will argue that dodgeball is not only problematic in the modern sense of displaying hierarchies of privilege based on athletic skill, but that it is outright miseducative. Dodgeball is miseducative. Tag, for example, singles out one poor participant, often the slowest child. One poor participant. There can be no failure. There can be no losing of any kind. So, for example, in tag, singles out one poor participant, often the slowest child, as the dehumanized it, and has it in quotations, who runs vainly in pursuit of the quicker ones. The quicker ones. That's amazing. Capture the flag is nakedly militaristic. Nakedly militaristic. I've never heard that before. Nakedly militaristic. Wow. So capture the flag is nakedly militaristic. Well, of course it is. Like, that's the whole point. Like, you guys didn't want us shooting cap guns at each other because we used to play actual military. And I made swords out of everything I could find, and spears and bows and arrows and huts and igloos and tree forts and, like, climbing trees, falling out of trees, playing King of the Mound, playing ice hockey without pads, you know, playing hardball, like, without any supervision when you're, like, 9 years old. Like, playing on jungle gyms that were made out of metal and wood, like, instead of plastic and rubber. So now they don't even want us playing in any kind of theme that's militaristic, like, which, when you think of it militaristic, it's heroic. That's really what boys like about it and girls like about it, is that it's heroic. And it has a military theme. It means it has a strategy theme. Strategy is important for hunting skills and survival skills, if you think about it. And military strategy has been something that has needed to be used since the dawn of time. Okay? So, love it or not, it's just a fact of life. And these games obviously come from a time which wasn't that long ago, and probably going to be again very soon, where there was actual war at the doorstep. And so you didn't want to have a soft, apathetic culture that had no spine in it and had no ability to survive even a game of dodgeball, let alone a real fucking military incursion situation. Okay. So, moving on. So British Bulldog, another fave of mine, was obviously jingoistic colonial themes. Did I just read what I just read? British Bulldog has obvious jingoistic colonial themes. Look, man, you can prescribe anything you want to anything you want. When I'm playing British Bulldog, I just want to be the Bulldog. Like, I just want to, like, British Bulldog, dogfighting. If anything, you should be standing up to dogfighting, cruelty to animals. You're just picking the wrong thing to bitch about. British Bulldog. British Bulldog rocks. You got to be tough to play that game. That was all the badass kids in the neighborhood played British Bulldog. Don't give me this shit. Red ass, known in America as butts up, involves deliberate imposition of corporal punishment on losers. Who wrote this? Like a Jesuit priest from the 1800s? Like corporal punishment. Yeah, like you need to make games that have consequences to them. And you know what? The greater the risk, the greater the... Oh, wait for it. The reward. The greater the risk, the greater the reward. So what would be the coolest games that you're almost scared to play are the ones that mimic nature the most, the ones that mimic the threat of something, and you need the threat to get your body excited to that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, so whoever wrote this must have been sitting on the sidelines just feeling like a loser, and I feel bad for this person, because, you know, if we could have helped instill some values and some strength into this person and into the people that get into this concept, then they would never look at it the same again. They wouldn't waste their goddamn time on things like this. So this one continues, but none rouse the passions of reform-minded educational progressives quite like dodgeball. The team sport in which players throw balls at each other. So they're like, get this, it's a sport where there's two teams, and these two teams grab balls and they throw it at each other at high velocities, trying to hit their other competitors and banish them to the sidelines of shame. Fuck, guys, I swear to God, I'm gonna show you again so you're not thinking I'm making this up. This is the nationalpost.com. This is what it says. Banish them to the sidelines of shame. This guy's been watching too much Game of Thrones. When the Canadian Society for the Study of Education meets in Vancouver, the Congress of the Humanities of Social Sciences. Oh my God, this is just incredible. A trio of education theorists will argue that dodgeball. So these are educational theorists, okay? These are Frankfurt School, social justice, Marxist warriors, okay? Will argue that dodgeball is not only problematic in the modern sense of displaying hierarchies of privilege based on athletic skill, but that it is outright miseducative. All right, so again, I'm gonna show it to you just so you don't think I'm lying. Like, that's what it says. Okay, pause the video if you wanna read it. But basically it says in the modern, so this trio of theorists, these cultural theorists, these social engineers will basically argue a point that dodgeball is not only problematic in the modern sense of displaying hierarchies, because hierarchies are evil, of privilege. Privilege is not, we don't want privilege, based on athletic skill. So you have privilege based on athletic skill. So you can't have superior athletes. You can't have winners and losers. You can't have, you must have perfect equality. You can't have a hierarchy of talent and athletic ability and genetic traits that endow people with different, I mean, look, if I go and jump on a basketball court, I'm going to get absolutely creamed because I don't have the genetics. I can't jump worth shit. I can't keep up to those guys. And there's no way that you could argue that I would even have a chance in hell. Okay? And so that, yeah, those guys have a privilege based on athletic skill. Athletic skill that they gained through their effort, through their discipline, through showing up at the gym every day and adding skill and discipline to their talent. Like, that's what it takes to be good at sports, and that's why you encourage that, and that's why you need consequences in sports. You need there to be a winner and loser, because there needs to be. And you know, yeah, I don't support just the idea philosophically of being bullying within the sport. And when I would play with my friends, nobody really was, aside from a few instances like in school. We were all playing it in good fun, and we were all friends after, no problem. Like, I mean, I grew up in martial arts. Like, this week I've already either tangled or sparred or boxed or wrestled some human somewhere. Like, every day, that's what I do. And it's done in a way that these people will never understand. And so they look at it as displaying these evil hierarchies of privilege based on athletic skill, and that it's miseducated. Dodgeball is just unhelpful to the development of kind and gentle children who will become decent citizens of a liberal democracy. It is actively harmful to this process. Do you understand what I'm reading to you right now? Do you understand that these people are now just saying it? There's no hiding anymore. They're just saying, we want a global communistic utopia run by geopolitical elites who know better than us, and we want it to be a liberal democracy, so socialism, right? And the idea of competition and the idea of striving to be successful, and even if that means some people don't get to be successful that day, that's evil, that's patriarchal, that's hierarchical, that's, you know, we have to get rid of that. So just understand how far the far left has gone and how insinuated it is into the ideas of everybody right now, like a contagion in a way. That what we're striving for is a way of training and programming our young to become decent citizens in a liberal democracy. Like, when you know how to decode these words and understand what's really going on here, and maybe I'm extrapolating it too much, but I don't know. You tell me what you think is happening here. Dodgeball is a tool of oppression. It's a tool of oppression, guys. So this is a quote from Joy Butler, who's the professor of curriculum of pedagogy at the University of British Columbia. As we consider the potential of physical education to empower students by engaging them in critical and democratic practices, basically we're training them to be good little socialist Marxists, we conclude that the hidden curriculum offered by dodgeball is antithetical to this project. See, so they're admitting it, like striving for greatness, heroism, competition in a sports sense, so in a non, you know, violent sense. That's evil. It's antithetical to the project of building citizens for the democratic utopia. That's why you know the kind of liberal democracy that they mean. You know it. You know them by their fruits. You know them by what they're actually saying. You read the whole article. You understand what's happening. You see the big picture. You read enough of these Marxist professors and all this kind of stuff, and these globalists and all this, you know, these anti-freedom people. They speak in a very specific way with specific words, and when you've read it as much as I do on a daily basis, you'll understand why I'm not overreacting to this. So we conclude that the hidden curriculum offered, so they call it a hidden curriculum, so they're the conspiracy theorists. There's a dodgeball conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. There's a dodgeball conspiracy that needs to be unpacked. So they're saying that the hidden curriculum offered by dodgeball is antithetical to this project of helping to empower them and helping to educate them in critical and democratic practices, such as equality, meaning forced equality, meaning rigging the game, meaning antithetical to nature, meaning we are going to recreate the world in our image, after our likeness. This hidden curriculum in dodgeball is far more nefarious than your average gym class runaround. Dodgeball is miseducative because it reinforces the five faces of oppression. So they actually define this shit. As defined by the late Iris Marion Young, a social and political theorist at the University of Chicago. Games become more like cruel initiation ceremonies into a brutal world. It is a brutal fucking world, okay? If you let it, if you don't have safeguards, if you don't know how to defend yourself, if you don't know how to be strong, like, if you don't know how to survive, if you don't know how to, like, you need games to initiate, you need games to allow the exercising of this. They're trying to tame you. Do you understand this? This is taming you. This is the process of taming, like the way people tame wild dogs and wild animals. You're being tamed. They don't want natural games, which exist in all tribal settings, in all cultures. There's a history to them. I mean, go back to the frickin' Aztecs. There's a game where you die, okay? The Roman Colosseum, you die. We're talking throwing a couple rubber balls. I mean, cry me a river. And, you know, yeah, you need to know it. And you know what? There's something called free choice. See, I'm not for forcing anybody to play any game. That's the thing. Like, if in a free society, see, these people can't even imagine this because they don't think in terms of freedom. They think in terms of control. That's why they can't see the forest from the trees. Is, you know, in a free society, you get to choose what games you play. So if you find dodgeball to be too oppressive and patriarchal or whatever, then you just don't play it. You go and play golf or some shit. You know what I mean? So, like, what I'm not understanding here is why this is a problem. Like, if people are choosing to, you want to have some, like, alpha, athletic, strong, good people that can, you know, do shit. You want to have that. You don't want to eradicate that. Like, you need strong people, because who's going to defend your borders? Oh, wait, it's going to be a borderless future. What am I talking about? Like, so as Butler's abstract describes it, those faces are marginalization. So, sorry, these are the five faces of oppression. The five faces of oppression. The five faces are marginalization, powerlessness, and helplessness of those perceived as weaker individuals through the exercise of violence and dominance by those who are considered more powerful. Jung's list of these fundamental types of oppression also include exploitation and cultural domination. So, yeah. So humans are tribal by nature, okay, and there's nothing wrong with that. And there's a good side and a bad side to that. But, so what, are we not going to have soccer? Like, can we not have the World Cup in soccer anymore? Or the World Cup of rugby, or the World Cup of any sport? It's all pushing the same agenda, the same conspiratorial agenda as dodgeball. I mean, dodge human, that's football, dodge human. Dodge a rubber puck, that's frozen. Dodge frozen rubber puck coming at your face. Dodge Ty Domi, his fist coming to your face. Like, that's sports, okay? And you need consequences, and you need struggle. You need to recreate the struggle of life, because life is brutal to a certain extent. So you make it less brutal by expressing your own brutality in a positive way. And this is how you do it, so you don't have as much goddamn crime running amok in the streets, because nobody has an outlet for this shit, you dumbs, you dummies. Okay, so here we go. The audience for this argument is primarily teachers, including gym teachers, who are identified as part of the problem for not acting on values they otherwise understand. Okay, so they're saying, despite the fact that many physical educators understand their vital role in helping students develop robust, equal, productive relationships and critical awareness, their practices on the ground do not always reflect this agenda. The presenter's right. We suggest that this tension becomes sharply visible in the common practice of allowing students to play dodgeball. So then they go through the actual movie Dodgeball, okay? And I'm not going to belabor it by going through each thing, but they go through, like, O'Houlihan, you know, you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. And of course, it's a comedy, so they're exaggerating the elements of it. That's what comedy is, you dummies. Exaggeration of truth, that's what makes it funny. So dodgeball is a this is what O'Houlihan is saying. Dodgeball is a sport of violence, exclusion, and degradation. So when you're picking players in gym class, remember to pick the bigger, stronger kids for your team. That way, you can all gang up on the weaker ones, like Winston here. Like, I rolled on the floor watching that, and not because I'm a bully. I hate bullying. I'm laughing because it's comedy. Like, I feel like people don't get comedy anymore. People don't know what's funny. These people don't. They have no creativity whatsoever. So they keep going through the entire movie and how it's all about cruelty and, you know, it's you're singling out the weaker, smaller people. And so you have to have forced equality. And this is where the straitjacket comes in. So basically, you could look at it like, Dave, you're making a big deal out of something. No, they're making a big deal out of something. They're making a big deal out of frickin' dodgeball. And they're calling it, they're cruel initiation ceremonies. Like, fine, don't play the game. But for those of us who aren't, like, completely weakened, not because of some disadvantage that there's no choice in, but by the culture has become weak. That's why you're seeing so many of these kids reacting like this. And you know what you do? You strengthen them. I mean, I deal with kids that come into my martial arts studio all the time that they are bullied. They are the ones that are not doing well in dodgeball, I don't even know if they play dodgeball. I'm just saying they're not even doing well in the playground. They're not even doing well in a classroom. They're not doing well on their Facebook page, you know what I mean? And so you bring them in and you teach them some basic things about confidence and self-image and Learning how to say no to the things that you're not ready for, and understanding that you're on a journey and not letting everybody else influence your decisions, and like give them some autonomy and some independence, and then give them some strength and give them some perspective and give them some wisdom and give them good music and good and strengthen them up. Like, you just see them change completely, you know? And so, like, if you don't like dodgeball, just don't play it. You know, I just don't know what the problem is. What else did they say I wanted to mention here that was hilarious? By offering models of good and caring behavior, confirmation of their value, and practice for incorporating them into one's life, games can be training for the virtuous life. So they want you to become, like, they're going to use all the words like virtuous and all this shit, but like, think about it. They're like, we want models of caring behavior, timidity, weakness, softness, meekness, just, you know, just calm down, take some Ritalin, shut up, you're moving around too much, you know, oh, you're too hyperactive, you want to go running around, don't touch each other. You know, I was walking past a school and the other day, and there was a kid's playing on the playground, it must have been recess or something, and one of the yard teachers, so before she came on the scene, these two boys are just, they're playing with sticks and they're sword fighting with sticks, okay, and I'm like, oh, nice, check this shit out, right? And they're just playing. They were laughing. They were just young kids, like maybe eight, nine, and they're stick fighting, and then they drop the sticks and they start wrestling each other. So I'm just kind of walking and watching, and this schoolyard teacher, she comes running and like, boys, don't touch each other. You can't touch each other. Stop wrestling. You're not allowed to do that. That's violent. And I'm sitting there going, like, I almost intervened. I should have, I guess, but I was literally like just walking by to go. I had to get to the place I needed to get to, right? And I didn't think about it. And I just realized that's the policy of the school. That's the policy of the schools now, is no rough housing. Don't let those boys naturally outlet their aggression. Make sure it's all pent up inside so that they go and start shooting the schools up later. You know what I mean? Like, stop repressing and start letting them express. Could that have something to do with these random streams, along with a bunch of psychotropic medications that have homicide and suicide and all these crazy side effects listed on the inserts of the drugs that these kids are getting? Understanding that half of them grow up on Ritalin, they grow up on drugs. What is it, like 46% just in the US alone of kids will be on a prescription drug for the rest of their life? Is that normal? You combine that with this shit, the culture being toxic, and they're teaching them don't throw balls at each other, don't jump on trampolines and push each other and laugh, don't play king of the mound, don't throw snowballs. They're gonna go after snowballs next. We're fucked in Canada. No more snowball fights, guys. It's patriarchal, hierarchical. It's teaching wrong life lessons. It's singling out weaker, slower. I love how they define them as, what do they say? The slower ones, the weaker ones. No, hold on, I'm way too far up. I really want to read this again. It's just priceless. I want to save this article and like put it in a frame just because I didn't think this would be possible. So they're miseducative. Yeah. Banning them to the sidelines of shame. I don't know if that guy was trying to just be funny there, but you got to change. We need to work on the development of kind and gentle children who will respond to the program without question or dissent of any kind, as long as they're weak enough to be disabled from foiling the plot. Then the world is ours. I don't know. I just feel like sometimes there's something going on that's bigger than this. Man, think about this. Dodgeball is a tool of oppression. Dodgeball is a tool of oppression. There's all kinds of problems in the world right now that I think our energy could be better focused on. I feel like there are things that just don't need to be I mean, it's great we're having this conversation. I mean, I'm sure maybe there could be some dodgeball reform. What are they asking for? Like, they're not even really being clear. So I guess we'd have to go to this event and see what these social theorists are going to try to talk to a board that is linked to an educational board. And this is the kind of shit that starts, and you got to pay attention to it when it's at this stage, because then this is the kind of idea that gets insinuated into the education system, and then it's injected into the culture through the media, and then it just, everything, you know, generational shift, boom, 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 nobody's playing outside anymore, everybody's in sanitized environments, you know, there's no free expression, there's no resistance of any kind, because they're incapable of resisting. To be rendered incapable of resistance, you start, you know, popular games that have been around forever. Dodgeball isn't just problematic, it's an unethical tool of oppression. Like, so this is where we're at. This is what the future historians are going to look back and go, oh, wow, that's interesting. What's this dodgeball thing? Oh, it's just throwing balls at each other? Wow. And then they're going to have to read this. And then they're going to start to go, oh, that's what started happening. These types of articles started circulating and polluting the culture and polluting the minds of young people and polluting the minds of all the teachers and educators. And then it just became a vicious domino effect. And then, you know, there was no more dodgeball, and then there was no more civilization. I don't know. I'm just being a little melodramatic, but yeah, let me know what you guys think about this, and also the fact that this was not in any way a satirical piece. It was a actual article in the National Post, which is one of the most prestigious news agencies in the country.